Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're going to think I'm losing my mind playing Christmas music at first, now Mardi Gras music, but yesterday's game with the Rams reminded me, I think it was a nighttime game a couple of years ago where I compared it to their opening drive and then the drive at the beginning of the second half to kind of like sitting there in the stands and watching the crew of Endymion go by. It was just like, well, here's this and here's that and here's the other one. And then it just sits and the whole thing passes you right by going to the other end zone. And that's kind of what it looked like. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Every Monday is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I don't know what to say other than I think that, I'm just going to be honest here, I think the Rams could have hung 60 on the Saints yesterday if they wanted to.
Yeah. They could have hung half a hundred.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Sean McVay took his time. I don't know what the relationship is between him and Kellen Moore or Brandon Staley. I don't know what it is, but I don't think he wanted to embarrass anybody. So I think he kind of like milked the clock as much as he could, but he knew that they could just score whenever they wanted to.
Obviously. Yeah, in the second half, he just put a pin in the ball.
Yeah.
They started running it, and it was, you know, hey, listen, we got this. And Stafford sort of played you like, I'll be honest, this game didn't surprise me one bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were overmatched well before, and that lack of effort to me, Tommy, was telling. It was very similar to the Seattle game where, it just wasn't there. All across the board. Yeah, the Rams are a talented team, but, put up some fight, and I didn't see much of it yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothered me. And, look, I'm not an NFL player, so I hesitate to call out NFL players. However, I did listen to Deuce yesterday on the broadcast, and he didn't use the phrase business decisions. I'm using the phrase business decisions, but it seemed like – especially toward later in the game, you saw some efforts at tackling that were less than maybe 100%, let's put it that way, to be nice.
And you out of position, mm-hmm, when you in a spot to make a play and don't make it. And offensively, you're playing this game almost like in a phone booth, okay? Everything was – but a handful of plays was – within a 10-yard spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somewhere down the line, you have to open this up a little bit, and yet that didn't happen but a handful of times during the game. And, Tommy, again, the telling stat, and we talk about it weekly. You run the ball 14 times for 57 yards, and think about the fact that Taysom Hill, he got 29 out of 57 on one play. When you rush the ball just 14 times for 57 yards, where does that put your quarterback? It was the same thing with Spencer Rattler, the same thing with Tyler Shuck yesterday. Man, every play has to matter big time for the quarterback because you have no semblance of a running game here at all. None.
Nope.
And that really kind of handcuffs you. if you're a quarterback, because now every play, every throw downfield is really got to count something huge, and that can't be the case. You can sort of nickel and dime it if you want to, but this football team's got to figure out a way to not play in that condensed box of 10 yards. Mm-hmm. It's got to be able to open things up. They just haven't not been able to do it.
And they did have some nice plays on defense occasionally. They covered the receivers deep down the field. I'll say this, when it comes to Tyler Shuck, I thought when he did have a chance, I thought he threw the ball well. You?
Mechanically, I like what I saw with
yes,
him.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He, you can tell with the setup, and man, the ball comes out of that that hand really fast.
He spins
really
it nice.
Quick.
Nice spin on it.
And but a lot of times he's got all kind of people around him.
Yep.
And, you know, if I'm the Rams, they're built a little bit differently than some teams. They're defensively a little bit more on the smallish side. They use much more of their speed and quickness. It's not a big physical team across the board. They're more of a speed, quickness. Now, they have some physicality, but they're a speed, quickness team. And so my thing with that, if I'm going up against them, is I try to run the football, and that wasn't much there, and you didn't really try much. Again, when you only run the ball 14 times, you're not really giving that a heck of a lot of effort in trying to run the football. But to me, yesterday, didn't it look as though Matt Stafford was just sort of toying with this
yep.
team?
Yeah.
When he wanted to, it was like, okay, give me the ball. Okay, when they kind of cut the score a little bit, give me the ball, I got it. We're gonna put this away
and Sean
again
McVay
and again
too.
And again.
And Sean McVay, too. It was that's why I started by saying it was, I don't know what the relationship between Sean McVay and Kellen Moore and Brandon Staley is, but it just seemed like, you know, I'm not going to embarrass you here. I know I got you. So let's just win the game and cover. Maybe I don't know where that fit in any of this at all. But
well, he didn't have to worry about that yesterday. That cover was like in the first quarter.
That's what I'm saying.
This game was so reminiscent and. Well, doing the show Thursday, and I told Steve, I just see the matchup. This reminds me so much of what we saw when they played Seattle. The game was different because special teams really broke it loose against Seattle. But I told Steve, I got a feeling this is going to be a big role.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way they set up Stafford's exploits in the past against this team, their ability to run the ball, and man, are they fast
yep.
on defense? Man, they run the field all over the place. And so you got some issues here. But right now, you know, the main thing with the Saints, they play with no confidence at all. And I say this weekly, that's not a one thing offensively you can say. They do really well.
I think
name me one thing on offense you can say they do really well. You can hang your hat on.
Shuck spins the ball nicely.
Okay.
When he has time.
You got to always put that caveat at the end.
You said one thing. You said say one thing, and I did. He spins the ball nicely when he has time.
Well, it really was two things. He does spin it, but when he's got time, and you could see that
mechanics are very sound. He's got great mechanics.
Man, he's a big man,
and
he's got some mechanics that can really throw the ball out there. But even with that,
you told me to say one thing, and I did.
Everything is sort of condensed. It's almost like watching stuff happen in a goldfish bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really, and you can't always throw the ball downfield all the time
and
deep. But this is really condensed.
But to be fair, too, I mean, the Rams had a big lead, and they were not playing, you know, real hard. One thing I don't get, and we can talk about this as we come back, I don't know how you can line a guy up on the 1-yard line, and then the defensive back is playing 3-4 yards off of him, and you don't challenge him. And I'm not trying to be a defensive coach here or anything, but it's like obviously he's going to be open on a slant. It's like he's just got a second. He's got two steps, and there it is. It's a touchdown. So I
don't
know.
About the first touchdown to the tight end.
Yeah.
Was there anybody within
That's
four or five yards?
He was
high school open.
I don't understand how that can happen. Well, I was talking about the slant. I don't know what touchdown that was, where it was, because I was working out while the game was on, but you got whoever it was lined up maybe 3 yards in the end zone, and you got the receiver on the one-yard line, and he's open on a slant in for the touchdown. It only takes a second. It's like, well, yeah, if you don't – how can that not happen? Even the guy on TV, and I had the TV turned down, but he even circled the receiver and at the top of the screen, at the bottom of the screen, before it happened, and it happened. 6:23, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. Every Monday is a Saints Rouse's Market Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints with Mike Dettelier. We're talking about the Saints and the Rams game. If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. I was saying earlier, Mike, I don't understand how you can – I just don't understand how you can go into the play like that. It's like – and you talk about high school open. If you got a guy at the one-yard line – then you're either going to have to like get up in his face and kind of like check him right away, right? But if you give him 3 yards, he's just going to slant in, and the touchdown's going to be obvious. Am I missing something here? And I'm just a dumb guy from the West Bank, so.
No, I mean, that's not what they're teaching you, okay? You made that decision as a player.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you're being coached to do. You made that choice to do that. And so that's why, you know, you practice and you go through things and you watch film on a daily basis to try to correct that. That doesn't mean you're going to correct it, but if you don't correct it, then guess what? Somebody else is going to take your place.
But
I'm going to put somebody in there who maybe isn't as talented, but he's going to do what I tell him and what's supposed to be done.
So who? That's my question, because it's like they're playing a lot of the young guys, and they say, well, you know, if you don't get it done, then we're going to find somebody who will. You're going to be talking about next season on that, not this season, right?
Yeah, but basically that's the case. You seeing who you are going to want to keep. Because if you think there's a roster turnover this year, wait till you see next year's roster.
Right.
Okay? This isn't just a one-year okay, we tinker with things a little bit, and no executive wants to use that term rebuild, but that's what you're doing. And you're in the very early stages of it. You're trying to find out who can play and who can't. And I think it's coming to fruition very quickly that you got a lot of guys that you're going to have to get rid of.
And who wants to play and who can't.
Yeah, and also if you want to continue your career in this league and you put out tape like that,
yep,
it ends real fast for you.
I just, if y'all, you know, if y'all are listening and you know something that I don't about defensive football that I didn't see yesterday, you're welcome to text me. But that just seemed like so obvious to me, where it's like, well, yeah, he's just going to slant right in and throw a ball to him. It's going to be a touchdown. Let's take a break. 6:30, time for WWL First News. More with Mike Dettelier when we come back. We'll also talk a little bit about LSU. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to the one, the only, slapping his headphones on, Ian Ozan. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nice to see the sun up this time of day. Hope you're adjusting to daylight saving time. I don't think that had anything to do with the Saints yesterday in Los Angeles. Mike, when it comes
to... Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So the trade deadline coming up. Do you see Saints taking any action? I don't know. Tell me.
Okay, tell me. This is a talent issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Across the board?
Yep.
So, man, I get stuff sent to me all the time. Well, they're going to trade this one for this and get a second and a third round. My thing is, okay, if you had that much talent,
wouldn't you be winning
more games?
Yeah.
I do suspect that there's a couple guys on this team. Other teams would have some interest in. One, there's never enough pass rushers in the NFL. And I think the Saints are getting some phone calls for Carl Granderson.
Mm-hmm.
He is 29 years old. Guy gives a lot of effort, and he's got some pass rush skills.
Mike, let me ask you this. When you trade somebody with the cap, it depends on how their deal is structured, whether or not you
Correct.
Lose? Okay.
Correct. And so that's part of it, too. You have to have a team that has some flexibility into being able to take somebody on and to take not only this year's amount, but future years down the road.
Because otherwise you're hosing yourself, right?
Exactly. Mm. And the other thing is, all these GMs, they kind of want to be like a shyster to you, okay?
Well,
they want
to. You're trying to get the best deal. Everybody's trying to get the best deal.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to give up really value for what I'm getting. I want a discount. And so you got to weigh that part about this team isn't loaded with talent that, you know, everybody's calling and they wanting to get your players. If that was the case, you'd be winning a lot more games. So the other part, too, is they all trying to cut a deal. Every one of them I see early this morning already, the Eagles have acquired Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins for a third-round pick. Howie Roseman, he don't sleep. I mean, he's always trying to do some deal to get the Eagles over the top. So I wouldn't put that out of the realm of possibility that there's a deal somewhere down the line. But for me, if I'm looking at this roster, I'm trying to get a player that I think can help me, one, right away, and that can, if I'm a contender, maybe really help me somewhere down the line. And my first phone call would be about Carl Granderson, because I think if I'm looking for a pass rusher, he can help me here. And he still has some football gas left in the tank down the road. Far as receivers, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about Chris Olave.
Rashid Shaheed yesterday.
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed. That sort of thing. I don't know about that. Again, it's what you get back in return for them also. And some of the other people that have been brought up, like Cam Jordan or Demario Davis, Alvin Kamara, they're in the winter years of their career. We all realize that. What are you going to get for those guys?
Well, Alvin already said he'd go to NASCAR first.
And so that is always a lot more talk than there is action. And while I say that, I think over the last couple of years, there's been more action than I've seen in maybe like 5 years ago. That was all talk and no action. Mm-hmm. This time, you see a little bit more action being done because teams feel as though I need a piece. I need one piece of the puzzle, and they would go after a particular player.
But as you say that, that kind of also brings up, you know, I know people are talking about the Saints and the number one pick and so forth, and we can talk about that if you want, but the defense is getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, no question about it, and that's why you got to see what you have with Tyler Shuck,
mm-hmm.
because if not, then you got to go back and look at quarterback, and you're going to have a real high pick next year, one way or another. If not, defensively, man, that's a guy at Ohio State, Arvell Reese, And when you see him, he's number eight. It's very distinguishable. He's the best defensive player in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a 6'4", 240-pound linebacker. He runs the field like a cheetah. I mean, and he got football instincts you can't teach. And this is his first year as a full-time starter. He was alternating as a freshman and a sophomore, but this year he has pieced it together, and so he would be a guy playing that outside linebacker 3-4 that he can rush the quarterback, he can drop in coverage, he plays the run well, and the Saints have had connections to Ohio State with a number of picks. He'd be a guy that'd have my interest. So when you watch on Saturdays, keep an eye on number eight for Ohio State, and you may have a high enough pick that you can catch him.
You know, I watched on Saturday morning on NFL Network.
Give it to me.
The Falcons New England Super Bowl.
Oh. Okay.
Turned it on right at halftime. Best part of it. All right, 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Monday is Rouse's Football Monday. Mike Letellier joins us. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, tell me about tonight. Where y'all going to be?
Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby and I will be on until 6:30 on Second Guess. And then at 6:30, it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Mr. Hebert, head coach of the Saints, Kellen Moore. And then Haas and I end it before Monday Night Football.
Mike, every press conference after the game, Kellen Moore, other than the Giants game, is saying, you know, we got stuff we got to fix. It's on me. I got to coach him better. The same thing over and over and over again. And I'm not saying that to make fun of the man at all. I think he's doing the best he possibly can. He's got the players that he has. What's the likelihood that we do see a significant change as we look ahead to the Carolina Panthers? And then you got the bye week, then you got Atlanta, and then it gets a little bit easier with Miami and the Jets on the schedule, but you still got Tampa Bay, Carolina, Tennessee, a little bit easier there, and you wrap it up with Atlanta.
You mean from a talent standpoint?
From a coaching them up standpoint.
I think what you got. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your schedule... You playing some teams that, from a talent standpoint, every bit as bad as what you are. When you look at with the Jets, the Dolphins, I don't know what you're going to get out of them.
And the
Tennessee, yeah. Man, they do have a quarterback now. Cam Ward can play, but they don't have much around him across the board. But talent, what you got, what you got, that's not going to change. If it's scheme, if it's talent, that's all going to stay the same. But I think the mistakes, this football team's turned the football over 10 times the last three games. 10. You're not winning squat in this league, turning the ball over like that. Your margin of error is too small for you to continue doing that. So, the one thing you find out about is what they got, kind of pumping the heart, because you know it's not good times. I want to see who's going to give me the greatest effort.
Thing that sticks out most to me about the game book is the time of possession. About 44 minutes for the Rams, 16 for the Saints. That's like three quarters. The Rams had the ball, the Saints had it a quarter. But the good thing is about that is the Saints approach more balance on offense because they didn't have time to throw it 58 times. Thank you, Mike. We'll listen to you this afternoon from the Silver Slipper on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll talk LSU with Jeff Palermo when we come back. WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.